came.
Now, talking about seeing somebody, well, when was the last time you have
seen?
And you'd say, well, yesterday I
saw.
And the opposite of take it off is
took.
Okay, and then if, now in the morning when you get your clothes ready, you take your clothes and you
lay them.
And then when you
put them on.
Okay. Now if I say, now talking about being able to do something, I say, can you? Are you able to
do this?
And you'd say, well, yes, all my life I have
done this.
And you'd say, now, yesterday my sister
did.
Now, if I ask you about something, say, well, what's new? You might just say, oh.
I don't know.
Or if there wasn't anything, you'd say, oh, nothing. I mean, you'd say,
nothing new.
Okay. And then I'd say, oh, come on, Gladys, there must be
something.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, talking about riding horses, you'd say, now, I got thrown once, and I've been afraid of horses ever
since.
And if you lived in a town all your life and somebody asked you, have you lived here long? You'd say, yes, I've.
All my life.
Now, if you didn't know the answer to something, you'd say, I don't know. You'd better
ask.
Mm-hmm. And so then you'd say, okay, so you went ahead and
did.
Or asked. You went ahead and
asked
him, and then you said, well, now several times you have already
asked.
Now, talking about children, two boys maybe that didn't get along well, you'd say, every time they met, they
fought.
And you'd say, they really like to
fight.
And ever since they were small, they have
fought.
And if somebody killed somebody with a knife, you'd say they
killed
or
stabbed.
Yeah. And if there was a teacher might come in and see a funny picture on the blackboard and say, well, who?
Drawn.
Mm-hmm. And if there was something heavy that had to be lifted with a block and tackle, they'd say it had to be, I wouldn't know this, this is for pronunciation, hoist. Hoist, do you know?
Hoist.
Okay. And talking about Little Rock, because you're a city person, what would you call kind of the main sections of Little Rock, now like the area where you live, you refer to this as?
Well, I wouldn't say the main section, but this is a main street. 13th is one of the main streets, and Locust Street is one of the main.
Okay,
ones.
One of the main streets.
And Main Street is one of the main streets.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another one. Purgeon is a main street, and going Main Street is still going up on Park Hill. Broadway is a main street, and Washington Avenue is considered as a main street.
Well, now,
did I say Locust?
Locust, yeah. Now, this area where you live is North
Little Rock.
North Little Rock. Okay. Any names for now let's say this would be North Little Rock, and then you refer to that as
Little Rock. Yes.
Now within Little Rock, are there any sections that people refer to by separate names other than just Little Rock?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, they would say Granite Mountain.
Oh, Granite Mountain.
Uh-huh. And
okay.
They would say
What type of area is Granite Mountain? Who mostly lives there?
Well, it's mostly blacks.
Mostly blacks.
Yes, in Granite Mountain.
Okay.
And then, let's see. Well, University Park is blacks and whites, just kind of off, because it's kind of off from Sears in that area. And there are a number of different other places. I just can't think of the names of them right now. They have them named like they have a University Park and all those areas named out there. Pulaski Heights.
Okay. Who mostly lives in Pulaski?
Whites.
Whites.
Okay.
Where do most of the really wealthy people live?
Well, they live on, most of the wealthy people live on the other side of University.
On the other side of University?
Yes. Out in the in Canada. Some of them live in some parts of Pulaski Heights.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In some parts of Pulaski.
Yes. Most of the wealthy people used to live all in Pulaski Heights, but now they've moved farther.
Oh, they've moved farther.
Yes,
now.
On the other side of the university.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, now, in a neighborhood like this, are people, as far as income, mixed as far as income goes? Oh, wait a minute.